AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com. AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. I'm Aaron O'Hara, and of course, I'm here with Vinny Jackson. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and how are you doing on this fine evening?
I'm doing pretty good. First week of football is done, and we have, you know, a couple of thoughts about it. I'm not sure what your thoughts are fully, but, you know, both of our teams got a win, which is pretty nice to see, but pretty interesting week. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, if we're talking fantasy-wise, one of our teams got a win. And it was me.
But
yeah, no, I mean, definitely a lot of close games, a lot of good games, especially, I mean, the Sunday night, Thursday, Friday. You know, we had a lot of days worth of football, and definitely a few surprises in there.
I would agree.
We'll get to, but yeah, I mean, do you want to start off with a little shout out?
Yeah, once again, you know, gotta shout out the website. Everyone, go to snapcountnfl.com. That's snapcountnfl.com, and you know, play some NFL trivia. You know, get your trivia up and start to, you know, get some ball knowledge. So, have to shout that out. Also, now, as many of you probably have seen, we do have ads on our videos now. So, you know, sorry if you guys don't like it, but, you know, the boys got to bring in some money somehow. So, yeah, so there should be some ads at the beginning and end. So, you know, sorry if it's a little annoying, but, you know, it helps us out. So we hope you guys can look past it. But I say we just hop straight into some news. Vinny, what do you got for us?
All right, yeah, so news, I got a few little things. Then we got the injury fantasy updates going into next week. But to start off was a signing I learned about today. Was actually for the Steelers. Looks like they have signed Jabril Peppers.
Yeah,
I guess, a free agent, which I didn't even know.
I didn't realize that either. But
he
that's
was, I guess, released by the Patriots.
Yeah.
He had been, like, injured, and he was suspended, and, like, I guess didn't make the roster. But from what I remember, he, you know, pretty talented guy, at least he was. And I think he's only 29.
Really?
I think he was drafted
in
2017.
He's been in the league forever. That's really good for the Steelers. I mean, I think he's still a pretty good player. Their secondary could always use some help, especially they lost Minkah Fitzpatrick, which doesn't help, so...
Yeah, I think that was probably the main reason.
Yeah, I think that's pretty big for the Steelers. I'm not sure how big the deal they signed him for, but it's got to be worth it.
I didn't see the number, but, I mean, speaking of big, well, there was also a pretty big fine this week.
Yes.
As you may have seen to start the Eagles game, Jalen Carter had a little spitting.
Yeah.
He spit on who even...
Dak Prescott.
But people said Dak Prescott spit first.
He did.
I didn't see it. Like, I didn't really
see it. They were showing it. Dak did. He spit first, so.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate. But he did get fined
$57,000. That's crazy.
However, he's not suspended. Like, you know, not suspended.
Yeah,
anything,
that's
so
that's
he can
good
return.
Him.
Hopefully get more play, you know, get more than one play in the game. But yeah, so there's that. And then lastly, we just had a trade, I believe, yesterday as of recording this. But Tank Bigsby has left the Jaguars to go to the Eagles.
Yeah, which I guess at first I was a little surprised, but also maybe I am a little surprised still because they got AJ Dillon back there.
They have a lot of, they just got a lot of offensive players.
Yeah.
I don't know. They just got so many people on offense, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like they need to
focus a little
bit more. And I know
the Jaguars have that Tutin guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to say it, but people have been picking him up off the fantasy waivers,
yeah.
I've heard.
All I know is ETN stock to the moon.
Yeah, I have him in one of my other leagues, so, you know. I did want him in this league as well, but I'm surprised he was so low.
Yeah, I
he
got him
really,
really
high
late.
In, like, the 1 year, and then people just started hating on him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that was the, you know, the few trades and notable things there. And then moving into some injuries. I guess not too many, but the 49ers looks like had quite a bit. I didn't get to see much of this game, but
yeah, neither
Brock Purdy, I think he finished the game, but he was battling some injuries already.
Ooh.
And looks like he was planning to miss week two with shoulder and toe injuries.
Mm.
Who do they even have at backup nowadays?
Oof, I have no idea, actually. Let's see if
Trey Lance, maybe?
Bruh, no. He has been gone forever. Mac Jones, yeah.
Oh, right. Okay, maybe a good little action in there. Also, Juwan Jennings, I believe, is questionable. And Kittle, he got hurt in the first half.
They
which
put
after
him
he
on...
did after he got a touchdown, because it happened in one of my
yeah,
leagues.
Yeah, they put him on IR.
So that's like, I guess, 4 weeks.
Yeah, which I don't think will be terrible. Looking at their upcoming schedule, I mean, they got Saints, Cardinals, Jags, and then Rams would be all the games that Kittle would have to miss. So Saints and Jags shouldn't be that bad. Cardinals, I think, will be a tough game, but yeah, they have a favorable schedule to miss.
All right, and then receiver-wise, looks like Drake London sustained an injury. Don't know much info yet, but he could be significant.
Yeah.
It's definitely unfortunate for that offense.
Mm-hmm.
And then Xavier Worthy, I mean, we all saw him get drilled by his own Travis Kelce. And it looks like, I think it was a shoulder dislocation.
Yikes.
So he's definitely missing at least a week
couple
or
games.
So. Which, yeah, some people were saying he did it on purpose.
There's
I don't
no
know
way
he
did it on purpose. I don't even like...
What was the theory?
Travis Kelce that much. Well, in the one episode of their podcast, Taylor Swift was talking about how she loved Xavier Worthy. She's like hyped whenever they drafted him.
Does she know him? Like,
I guess. And
he took
so,
it personally.
He had to take him out.
Well, yeah, and then also tight end wise, Brock Bowers and Evan Engram were injured in their games, and I think they're questionable. Nothing, you know, not too much yet. But yeah, that was the injuries, at least fantasy wise.
Okay.
You know, nothing crazy, but, you know, it always starts out.
Yeah.
Always going to start somehow.
Some players are still nursing injuries. Like, I know, at least in the Packers game, Micah played less than half the snaps. And
he still did good.
He did very good. And then I think even Aiden Hutchinson, who was coming off of an injury, played less than half. So, things to keep an eye on, but I say let's head into everyone's favorite segment, Guess the Player. All right, let's get into it.
All right, we have Guess the Player, the classic segment where we talk about some fantasy stat lines. Well, I'll give Aiden some fantasy stat lines. He'll have to guess the player, and then we'll talk about that game. Because we've got some interesting stat lines and some interesting games to go over.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Last year I did pretty good on these. This year I think we'll have to see.
I don't try to make them hard. I just try to make them interesting.
And I won't look at the games to make it a little more challenging.
All right. Well, the first one we got, I'm going to start with a receiver.
Okay.
It was a receiver with 5 receptions, 79 yards, and 2 tutties.
Ooh, 2 tutties. That...
But there's definitely a few people with 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, there's definitely a few people with 2 touchdowns. And thinking about those players, I know that... I mean, I guess I just got to guess. First instinct, This was a pretty big game, so I think you'd want to talk about it. I'm going to go with Quentin Johnson of the Chargers.
That is correct.
There we go.
I mean, I think, did Calvin Austin also?
I think, yeah, Calvin Austin did. I didn't
even think of him. But, yeah, Quentin Johnson and a Chargers, kind of an upset, I think it was, which yeah. I think did actually predict.
I did predict that one. You were rocking with the Chiefs. I was like, no, I believe in the Chargers. And they actually did it, so...
Yeah, I mean, Herbert did not disappoint.
He looked really good. You know, it's all... You start dating Madison Beer, and you're going to start playing good. Josh Allen started dating Haley Seinfeld. He won MVP.
Mahomes.
Maybe that's why Mahomes has gone downhill.
Is he married, or are they just...
They're married. They have, like, two kids. Oh. But, I mean, Herbert, 25 for 34... 318 yards and 3 touchdowns. Looked absolutely unstoppable out there. And, I mean, the Chargers get a pretty big win over the Chiefs. And they're starting to look like maybe they're finally the real deal. I hype them up every season. And I'm like, they're going to be good. And they always disappoint. But they might be good now. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, definitely going to be noteworthy. The Chiefs didn't look great. Mahomes actually their leading rusher.
Yeah, that's always been their problem. They just can't run the ball.
And then, I mean, for the Chargers, Najee didn't get in much. It looks like only one carry for Najee and one reception. Yeah. But receiving-wise, though, Quentin Johnson was leading receiver, as we said. McConkey still got in. He had a lot of targets, I think, and then 74 yards.
Yeah.
And Keenan Allen had the most receptions, also hauled in a touchdown. So it was good to see him back in action for the Chargers, yeah. Like the old days.
And that three-man little tandem of those three...
That could be one of the top receiving corps.
If Quentin Johnson... I actually saw a little meme saying, like, Brazilian kids now think, like, Quentin Johnson is the best football player they've ever seen.
That was a Brazilian.
I mean, if Quentin Johnson can actually catch the ball this season, the Chargers probably have the best wide receiver corps in the NFL. Because, I mean, especially looking at the Chiefs side, once Worthy went down and... Rashee Rice is on suspension. You're stuck with Hollywood Brown and Juju. Sure, you got Travis Kelce, but...
Yeah. Ooh. We're going to have to see with them. They may... I mean, I think you... What, did you have the Chargers win the division? I think you might have.
No, I had the Broncos, which...
Oh. Honestly, it didn't start so high.
Yeah, they looked really bad. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, this game, I think, is a statement win for the Chargers. I think... I actually think in our next segment, my overreactions after week one, I believe I have a pretty good one about them. So,
right.
Yeah, definitely something to look into. Pretty good team.
All right, let's move into another game here. We have another receiver, 7 receptions, 78 yards, and a touchdown.
Okay.
So pretty similar to the last one, but...
Yeah, that's a pretty good game.
I don't know if you'd necessarily I won't say you wouldn't expect it, but
yeah. I mean, so this is 7 receptions. I gotta think about this fantasy point wise. I know I actually got a couple guesses, but some of them are like so random that there's like no way you would go to them. I think I'm gonna go with... Is it Debo Samuel?
It is not. Ooh. That is close. I mean, I would have probably listed the rushing yards if I did.
Oh, yeah.
But it was actually Garrett Wilson.
Garrett Wilson, yeah.
Who...
He was tearing it up.
I think he actually had a little bit more than that.
He had 95. Wow.
I don't know why I thought 75. But he did have 7 and a touchdown. So he did, yeah, leading receiver for the Steelers-Jets game, which was a very you know, it probably would have been game of the week
if it wasn't for,
you know, the Sunday night.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, the Steelers, I mean, it was very, very, I was very happy to see, you know, Rodgers can play.
He can still sling it. And people were saying he kept hitting the unk celebration after scoring. He would do the fist pump up in the air. And, yeah, I mean, this Steelers team, dare I say, it might be the real deal. Their defense looked a little shaky, but yeah. That, you know, the defense will get better. The real thing is the offense looked good. So,
yeah, finally had a passing game. Rushing-wise, not too much, but, you know, we were just slinging it.
Yeah.
4 touchdowns for Rodgers. Did get sacked 4 times, though, which, you know, don't want to see. Yeah. And then Metcalf led the team with 83 yards.
Mm-hmm. He looked Calvin very Austin, good.
Calvin Austin only had 1 touchdown.
Oh, yeah, why did I think... I guess Ben Skoranek had the one. They're kind of the same guy.
And Warren and Jonnu Smith. Yeah, they were spreading the ball out great. And also, Fields didn't look too bad either. The Jets looked
really good.
Breece Hall was over 100 yards.
He looked awesome.
Braylon Allen,
who I was told was going to be splitting carries with Breece Hall, actually got 1/3 of his carries.
And so, 9 yards.
Yeah. He did steal his touchdown, though, which Justin Fields
Fields, that is going to be probably the issue for Breece Hall.
Yeah.
Fantasy-wise, I just got Braylon Allen's, I guess, the goal line guy.
Yeah, but I think the biggest question mark for the Jets is wide receivers behind Garrett Wilson. I mean, you got Josh Reynolds, Tyler Johnson, who I believe is a tight end, Mason Taylor, tight end, Jeremy Rucker, also tight end. Like,
yeah,
you got what, Alan Lazard back there still? I'm not sure. I do think the Jets will be decent this year. So, but, yeah, I think they definitely need a little bit more help.
Yeah, and, I mean, Steelers got, I believe it's the Seahawks this coming week.
Yes.
I want to say Seahawks, which definitely winnable. Jets do have the Bills up next, so that'll be a test for them. I don't know.
Yeah, that'll be a little tough.
That'll feel, but I don't think, I think the Steelers have to play the Jets later.
The Jets or the Bills?
The Bills.
Yeah, they do.
Which is...
It's in Pittsburgh.
Ooh, might have to pop out.
Yeah, it might not be a bad game to try and go to. They actually, down the line, they got Bills, Ravens, Lions, Chargers,
not even
Bengals, Packers.
Schedule is tough.
It looks very tough. There's only like a couple games where I'd be like, yeah, they're definitely going to win that. So, got to take every game you can as the Steelers. But, yeah, that was a very good game. Boswell is easily the Steelers' best player.
I agree.
It's crazy.
But. All right, let's move into the next one here. We have 12 rushes for this player. 12 rushes, 24 yards, as well as 6 catches, 100 yards, and a touchdown.
Ooh.
So this is a pretty, you know,
this sounds stat line. The only player I know who would have that many rushing or that many receiving yards as. Although,
well, it could technically be.
It could be a receiver. Oh, you're right. How many rushes, though?
12.
Okay, no. I'm going to go with Bijan Robinson.
That is correct.
Yeah.
It was Bijan, who I do have in 2 of my fantasy leagues.
Yeah, I just knew nobody else. He had the what?
I think he had the 50? Big one in the beginning.
Yeah, I think he had a 50-yard reception for a touchdown. And I guess I didn't realize how little he did on the ground. Only 2 yards a carry. Not looking too great, but this is another pretty good game that ended up, 23-20 for the Buccaneers winning. And yeah, I mean, Buccaneers barely hold on thanks to a Younghoe Koo, missed field goal, but yeah.
Unfortunate.
Yeah. What are your thoughts?
I believe I said Falcons in our prior week.
Yeah, you did.
I think I said them winning the division, but. I don't know, people, I didn't watch too much of this game, but Michael Penix, he threw the ball 42 times, which
is
crazy, but people were saying to pick him up in fantasy.
Yeah,
he's very low rostered, and I mean, if they keep using him like this, but, you know, not sustainable,
Definitely. Yeah, but I mean, almost 300 yards, 298, a touchdown, also a rushing touchdown.
Might. Kyle Pitts Sr. got 59 yards.
Seven catches.
So maybe this is his year.
Maybe.
Yeah, and like we said, Drake London did get injured, but he had 8 catches, 55 yards. Yeah,
it's not bad.
And, I mean, looking at the Bucks, definitely spread out the ball quite a bit. Bucky Irving, receiving touchdown, also had 37 rushing yards off 14 carries. So
Baker Mayfield's their leading rusher.
Yeah, which I didn't see. He actually got a 20-yard run. I didn't see any of his rushes or anything.
Yeah, I didn't either.
But, you know, he can get mobile sometimes when he has to.
Yeah. And then Amika Agbuka. I'm going to butcher that name so many times this season. But looked pretty good. 4 catches, 6, 7 yards.
Oh.
And 2 touchdowns.
I forget. Does Ethan have him in our league?
I think.
I didn't.
No, Julian does, I believe.
But I guess, yeah, people were right to pick him pretty
early. Yeah, he looks pretty good. Because,
I mean, Godwin, I don't know how long Godwin's out for still.
But. Yeah, I think it's probably like half the year. But, I mean, they don't really have, like, Mike Evans will get his targets. Sterling Shepard, I guess. Kate Otten didn't have a catch, which is kind of surprising. But, yeah, Baker actually only had 1, 6, 7 yards and 3 touchdowns, though. So that's pretty good. So, this Buccaneers team, I don't know. Like, I'm not sure what your thoughts are.
People are hyping them up a ton, but, you know, I don't.
They,
you know, don't want to be too.
Yeah. I'm not sure if this game is more of like a Falcons actually played pretty good but lost, or like Buccaneers kind of escaped with a win.
Yeah. I mean, that division usually pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We'll see how the rest of the games play out on that. But, all right, last one. We got a QB here.
Okay.
We got 14 for 19, 209 yards, 2 touchdowns, as well as 70 rushing yards.
Whoa.
A touchdown and sack twice.
Oh, wow. I mean, I have to assume this is either Lamar Jackson or Joe Burrow. Because this is obviously a game you'd want to talk about. Oh, but who would it be out of those two? I think I'm going to go with Lamar Jackson.
That is correct. I didn't really want to talk about Joe Burrow.
You mean Josh Allen?
You said Joe Burrow.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, but... Yeah, no, that game, I mean, Aiden can say what he wants, but he actually did go to bed early.
I did.
And missed this game. Ugh. I was up. He didn't.
Well, to be fair, the Ravens, this was like late in the fourth quarter. Ravens go up 40-25. And so I'm like, all right, screw it. I'll get some sleep. And I'll go to bed. Like, this game's over. I was going to stay up, but I was like, this game's over. It doesn't matter. And then. Yeah, I wake up and see what happened.
Did you? Because I heard you, like, wake back up.
Yeah.
I said you saw it, but did you just, like,
no, I just
go
like,
back to bed, or did you, like, look at the score on your phone?
No, I just woke up, took a pee, and went back to bed.
Yeah. But, yeah, this ending was crazy. I mean, what was it you said? I forget the exact score.
40-25.
But, yeah, they were up by, were they up by 8?
I think it went 40-25, then the Bills scored a touchdown, and it was, I think it was 32.
I think it was 32-40.
Yeah.
And then Derrick Henry fumbled it. They got it scored, missed the 2-point conversion, and then the Ravens went 3-and-out,
mm-hmm.
and then last second field goal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess the Ravens technically did choke, but yeah, it was just an all-around shootout game.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen, he had like, what? I think he had like 38 fantasy points.
Yeah, he had almost 400 passing yards.
And then two rushing touchdowns, 2 passing touchdowns.
He's so good. It's actually insane. I mean, James Cook had a really good game. Keon Coleman, 8 catches, 112 yards and a touchdown.
And Shakir still got 64. I have him on my bench, so good to have. Good to know. And then, yeah, Derrick Henry, though.
It's crazy.
Had the big 169.
That dude is immortal. I keep thinking he's going to be bad the next season, and he's just better.
And, dude, Aiden has him every year in fantasy, too.
No, I don't. Oh, Ward. Aiden. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I played against him, but fortunately still won. Yeah, I mean, he just always putting up these huge stat lines. He
yeah.
had a 49-yard run as well.
And Zay Flowers also. 7 catches, 143, and a touchdown.
And Hopkins had a really nice touchdown.
Yeah, that one-hander.
It was one-handed and double coverage.
Yeah, that was a really cool catch.
That was good.
Which, yeah, I mean, this game, I wish I stayed up for it, but, I mean, you know, what are you going to do? Yeah. So.
And also, I don't know, did you see the whole incident after the game?
Oh,
where
the
that
pushing,
fan was, like,
yeah.
pushing? I don't know what that kid was, a kid.
Apparently,
like,
he got banned.
Heads.
He got banned from all NFL stadiums for the rest
all?
Of his life.
Yep. I don't know if it was, I thought it was just, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I think that's valid, because they were going to try to, like, find Lamar.
Yeah.
But, yeah. That,
breaking news. Packers wide receiver Christian Watson gets extended with a one-year $13 million deal.
Wow. that's great to know.
Breaking news.
But, yeah, I mean, that was all the games I had here. I mean, there's definitely some other ones. I know the Packers got a big win.
Yeah, Packers
looked you were hyped about.
Amazing. Blew the Lions out of the water. There was also a great one-handed catch in that game. I'm not sure if you saw it.
I didn't know.
It was probably one of the coolest catches I've ever seen. So that game was really good. Dolphins got absolutely shat on, which I was not expecting. Bengals, once again, looked terrible week one. It's just they're lucky to get a win.
They'll probably turn it around.
Yeah, I'm sure they will, but...
also worth mentioning the Monday night game,
mm-hmm.
which was, I mean, the first half was just so boring.
Yeah.
And then, like...
finally got better. I mean...
the Vikings came back down pretty big. McCarthy was playing just horrible.
And then second half, though, he looked amazing. His stat line doesn't look great. Like, only 143.
Yeah, the pick six pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
But Jefferson had a nice touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Jones had a receiving touchdown. Yeah, the Bears.
Yeah.
The Caleb Williams looked pretty good, though.
Yeah, he showed spurts. He did miss, what's his name? DJ Moore, wide open
yeah.
for a touchdown. And, you know, but, I mean, Caleb looked really good running the ball. He looked very elusive, which I'm not too worried about. You know, it's the Bears. What are you going to.
Yeah.
You can't be worried about the Bears, so. But, yeah, those are probably all the best games. And there was obviously a couple other games that were, you know, kind of boring. Like, Texans didn't even score a touchdown, which is crazy. Giants looked terrible.
Oh, yeah.
I was surprised about that. But, yeah, so I think that's all we got for our game review and guess the player. So let us know how you guys did. And yeah, I say we head over to some overreactions. All right, let's get into some of my overreactions from week one. You know, week one's all about seeing the games, overreacting a ton, and then, you know, giving your takes about what's going to happen for the rest of the season. So I have a couple overreactions here, and I'm just going to have Vinny react to them. And see if he likes them or not, or if he thinks that, you know, it's never going to happen. So, my first one, I have 15 of these, so we can kind of do some rapid fire, so that doesn't take too long. But my first one is that the Packers are the best team in the NFC.
All right, I mean, I definitely expect that coming from you. I mean, what other NFC teams are there that are like...
the Eagles, Lions...
I mean, if we're going off week one, I guess we are going off week one. So, yeah, like, that's valid, but, I mean, I don't know. The Eagles
you know, their defense looked pretty bad.
That's true, but also, you just have to think about that they're just stacked.
Yeah,
they're probably, you know, that was week one, but...
that's fair.
I do think they're the best team in their division. And
okay.
I could see them getting to, like, a conference.
Okay, I'll take that.
I could see that.
Okay. Next up, Chargers win the AFC West.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna have to, I mean, from what we saw week one, I don't see many things in their way. I mean,
The Raiders
did show, or at least
no, won. The Raiders won, yeah.
I mean, still, though. Yeah, I do think that's bad.
The Broncos won also, but the Broncos looked really bad.
Bo Nix didn't have...
Yeah.
Start so hot. Yeah, no, I'd say that I support that. They may even be the favorites, to be honest. I haven't checked the betting odds, but...
All right, next up, and kind of leading right into this, the Broncos missed the playoffs. I think a lot of people thought they were going to win the division. After seeing them week one, I could see them missing the playoffs. They looked terrible.
I didn't catch much of that game, but, I mean, there's a lot of good AFC teams.
Yeah. And
they still, I mean, I don't know. I never really got all the Bo Nix hype.
Yeah.
He's still a young guy.
You know? Mm-hmm.
And, is there a defense? I didn't see the defense play, but I have them in
their defense looks fantasy. Pretty good.
I have them in fantasy.
Yeah, their defense was decent, but they were also going up against like the Titans, so.
Yeah.
But
I mean, the Broncos usually do miss the playoffs, so yeah.
All right. Next up, one that you might like a little bit. Steelers win the AFC North.
Wow. You know, I want to say yes, but I still think it's the Ravens.
Okay.
I mean, with how, you know, they should have easily, I mean, won that game, and they're just,
mm-hmm.
you know, we play them twice, so, you know, it'll see, but I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, the Steelers usually start off bad.
Yeah.
But sometimes start off good. I don't know. I'd say it's too early to tell.
Okay. Next up, Colts have a better record than the Texans this season.
I mean,
Texans didn't score a touchdown week one. Yeah, Colts really good.
Cook. Yeah, I mean, I did. Daniel Jones, you know, was actually diming it.
Yeah, he
and
was.
I think the Colts winning that division. So I'd say I'm in support of that one.
Okay. Next up, Giants get the first overall pick, which I could see it. The Giants look really bad. I know we were watching with our roommate who's a Giants fan, and it was a tough watch.
I mean, you still got to think, though. Like, the Panthers are still underperforming. I mean, what you said, Texans didn't even score a touchdown.
Yeah, but Saints looked bad. I guess the Saints didn't look terrible, but...
I honestly think I could agree with you.
Okay.
I think I could agree with you, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that was bad.
Number 7, Herbert in MVP conversations at the end of the year. So usually it's down to one or two people in the MVPs.
Honestly,
I'm thinking Herbert.
I think I'm going to say no. I think we did say
probably gonna be
them winning that division, but... You know, I don't see them just, like, going crazy and just destroying everyone. They'll definitely do well. But, yeah, the Josh Allens of the world.
Yeah,
the Lamars,
he looks so good.
The Jordan Loves.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I don't think they're going to be that good.
Okay. Next up, Dolphins win less than 8 games. I could see them winning 7 or less games.
Honestly, yeah, I mean... With how that game went, I could see it. Also, you know, they usually have trouble staying healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Tua and then Achan. Yeah.
Yeah. That's now also a tough division. Jets look good. Bills are the Bills. And even the Patriots might be good this
with
year.
Yeah, with all those factors in, I think that takes can be valid.
Okay. Next up, Bills lose 2 or less games this season.
That is, that's probably going to be false.
To put it into perspective, last season, the Lions and the Eagles both only lost 2 games.
Oh, how much did the Bills lose?
Or actually, no, the Lions 3? Actually only, I forgot the Lions got the number one seed. The Lions only lost 2 games last season.
What about the Bills?
The Bills last season lost 4. They also lost their last game because they had nothing to play for. The Chiefs lost two games last season.
The Chiefs did well. I still think, I don't know.
And
I
the Chiefs lost the last one because they had nothing to
play for. I can see them losing three or four. But, I mean, because, like, they were down pretty big in that game. And, like,
okay. You know,
they're still mortal.
Okay. Next up, even though the Vikings may have won this game, I think the Bears will finish above the Vikings in NFC North standings.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah. Without the game started, you know, the Bears still looked solid. Fields looked.
Nope, not Fields. Caleb Williams.
that's what I meant. Sorry. Caleb Williams, you know, even though some people may clown him for his on and off the field cringiness, he looked more comfortable than last year.
I agree.
And the Bears always choke those games.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Vikings did when they were doing, I mean, this, I don't know, both, like, in just the first quarter.
I mean, yeah, I was, the Vikings looked really bad
at that point. Yeah, it was hard to watch, especially when I got Jefferson on the
yeah.
Team. Yeah, but Bears, I think I had Vikings win that division, though. But yeah, I think the Bears, you know, this could be their year
to
do something.
All right, next up, kind of tying into Justin Fields, I think the Jets are going to make the playoffs. Which might be crazy. Their schedule, I don't believe is terrible. Schedule,
but I don't know. The AFC's got a lot of good teams.
I mean, they got a lot of winnable games on their schedule, though. Like, sure, they got the Bills twice, and they play the Bills this week. But there's a lot of winnable games. Panthers, Browns.
I can see a wild card.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to win the division. But
maybe they'll play the Steelers.
Yeah, they would probably have to win. I guess if the Steelers win their division. But, yeah, so.
That's valid to you.
And speaking of Steelers, I have Rodgers to get 35-plus passing touchdowns this season. Already on a decent pace with four touchdowns.
35.
That's a decent number.
I don't
number.
Know how many do people normally, like, did people get last year?
I think
did people even get to the 40s much?
I think, let me check real quick. I believe Joe Burrow had a decent bit last season. Let's see, 2024 passing leaders. Joe Burrow had 43. Jared Goff had 37. Geno Smith, or Baker had 41. Lamar also had 41.
35?
Sam Darnold had 35?
With those, I could see 35 being possible.
I mean, Rodgers had 28 last year on the Jets.
Okay. Yeah, no, I definitely think that's possible. If he's getting, like, three a game.
Yeah.
I think that's bad.
Rodgers last season, I just want to point this out, so underrated. He was eighth in passing yards, had 28 touchdowns, 11 picks. So underrated last season. Next up. Micah Parsons, Defensive Player of the Year.
I mean,
he got a sack.
Based on that game, this thing depends on his health. I don't know how much his injury is.
Yeah,
limiting him. But I mean, yeah, he's usually in the conversation when he's healthy. I mean, we gotta see where TJ Watt stands this year.
Mm-hmm.
Did he have a sack?
I don't think he did.
He had a lot of pressures, definitely.
Yeah.
Micah Parsons, I mean, yeah, I think it'll come down to the health.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Packers will probably do well, so, yeah, I could definitely see that.
All right. And then we can just kind of bang through these last two. I think the Cowboys are going to make the playoffs, which I'm not sure if that's a hot take, but they played pretty good against the Eagles, and I think...
I mean... Just looking at their schedule real quick, I mean, they got, you know, they obviously got the Eagles. They got to play the Packers, Chiefs, Lions.
Other than that, schedule,
Chargers, but... not too bad. I could see it. I don't know. They always do bad in the second half.
That's fair.
They always just choke. That's kind of
Yeah.
But I'll agree.
Okay. And then last up, I think the Cardinals are going to win the NFC or NFC West, which they got the Rams, 49ers have injuries, Seahawks lost their first game. I think the Cardinals are going to win that division.
Honestly, I think I had 49ers last week, but yeah, they are, you know, 49ers are known for injuries, and then it's definitely anyone's ball game, for sure. Arizona did score the most out of that division this week. Mm-hmm. I could, I mean, I don't think their schedule looks too hard. I mean, if they can win the games against the 49ers, I think they pretty much got it
secured. Okay. All right, so that's all of my hot takes or overreactions, and let us know what you guys think. I think they're pretty good, and I think once we come back at the end of the season, all of them are going to be correct. So sweet. I guess we'll see. Let's head over to predictions. All right, let's get into some predictions for week two of the NFL season. And last week, I started off with one game up, 12-4, Vinny with 11-5.
Yeah, that doesn't happen very often. Maybe this will be a close year.
I hope so. It's been embarrassing in the past, so I need to make up for myself. So let's get straight into it. Thursday Night Football. We got a great game. Commanders at Packers, and I think you know who I'm going with.
Yeah, I mean, the Packers, you know, how to really root or, you know, say anything against them after this last week. And then, you know, Commanders still did get a win, though.
Yeah, but they were going up against... Their offense honestly didn't look amazing against the Giants, so...
Yeah, no, I just think, you know, the Packers, at least, you know, at least from what I've seen so far...
Agreed.
Could be a threat.
All right, Giants at Cowboys... Gotta be Cowboys.
Yeah. I mean, we were just hating on the Giants, and then you said Cowboys make the playoffs. So yeah, this is one of those must winners for them.
Mm-hmm.
Should be a win.
All right. Next up, Seahawks at Steelers.
Oh, the home opener for the Steelers.
I'm going Steelers.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really see much of the Seahawks play, but. You know, I can't really be rooting against the Steelers now. Now we got a bit of an offense.
Agreed. Okay. Next up, Rams at Titans. Ooh. I think it's... I gotta be Rams, right?
I mean, the Titans weren't so hot.
Yeah. Their defense looked decent.
Only put up 12 points.
Their defense did decent against Bo Nix. Two picks.
Calvin Ridley got nothing for me in one of my leagues.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean the Rams are just have more people that are good.
Agreed. Ooh.
Bills and Jets. We were just talking about this. I mean, I don't know. The Bills are just.
It's gotta be Bills. The Bills are so good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, props to the Jets though.
Yeah.
Patriots at Dolphins. I mean,
I'm going Pats.
You're going Patriots. I mean, the Dolphins are due to bounce back though. Like, and did the Patriots really even look that good?
I mean, not necessarily, I mean,
13
but
points. You know what? Who's home?
Dolphins.
Call me crazy. I'm gonna rip Dolphins.
Wow.
I think they, you know, they got to start turning up somehow.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Next up, Jags at Bengals.
I mean, with how the Bengals were looking, it's hard to...
Yeah, it is hard to pick them. I'm still going to, though.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know who's favorited. I'll rip Bengals as well.
Okay.
But we'll see.
Ooh, 49ers at Saints. And Brock Purdy.
I mean, yeah, they definitely got a lot of injuries, but like, I feel like if it was anyone else, I'd be like,
yeah.
But this, I don't know. The Saints just don't really have anything going for them.
Yeah, the Saints are really bad. Oh, are you going with the Saints? Oh,
no, I typed that wrong.
Oh, I was gonna say.
Okay, yeah, 49ers.
Yeah, I'm gonna go 49ers too.
Even if they're starting Mac Jones.
Yeah, that's
you know,
very.
They got
fair.
The system in place.
This one shouldn't be a surprise. Browns at Ravens. Ravens are going to tear them a new one. It's yeah. Not even funny.
Yeah, not much said there. Bears at Lions, though. Another divisional for that division.
Oh,
I mean,
part of me wants to go with Bears, but Bears are. It's got to be Lions.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Lions as well. There's a lot of just week one flukes and stuff. Yeah,
Ben Johnson's return, but still. Next up, we got the Peyton Manning Bowl. Broncos at Colts.
I mean, I'm personally going to go Colts because I did pick them to win the division, and you did pick the Broncos, so you should probably say Broncos.
Oh. You know what? Fine, I will. I'll go Broncos.
All right, Valid.
Hey, Bronco country? That's right. All right. Ooh.
The what? Panthers and Cardinals.
Yeah.
They're just hyping up the Cardinals.
Yeah, I think it's got to be Cardinals here.
I mean, I got Trey McBride and Murray, so, you know, I'm hoping for a big week.
And I got
week.
Marv Harrison, so.
Yeah, no, yeah. We need a big week. Oh, yeah. Wait. We got a Super Bowl rematch?
We
I
do.
I didn't know that this week. Eagles at Chiefs? Oh, man.
I think it's going to be Eagles, although the Black Magic.
Everyone wants to say Eagles. Call me. You know, I want to say Chiefs. Call me crazy.
Dude, you're a subtle Chiefs glazer in the picks.
No, because I just know it's one of those things. And plus, they are home.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl wasn't home for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, the I guess Black Magic. They're low on receivers.
Taylor Swift's probably going to be there. Yeah.
Especially, but now that Kelsey's wifed up.
Not yet.
Fiancé'd up, whatever. Okay. All right. Falcons at Vikings. You know,
I'm going Falcons here.
I want to go Falcons as well.
I think that
I don't really trust the Vikings just yet.
I agree.
Even though I was high on them earlier. Bucks at Texans. I mean, neither of these teams are crazy. And
yeah, but I'm going to go Bucks here. I feel like Texans didn't score a touchdown.
But why though?
I don't know. They must have just played bad. I didn't really. This was during the Packers game. CJ Stroud had a pick. All right.
Texans are due for a win.
All right. Chargers at Raiders. It's going to be Chargers, I think.
Yeah, you know, I do like the Raiders, but
go Raiders.
Yeah, the Chargers were just looking hot, especially if Madison Beer is in attendance.
I guess it's in Vegas.
Could pop out real quick. Yeah, now that'll be a good Monday nighter for sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of good games.
I'm interested to see how the Super Bowl rematch goes. It's any different than that last one.
Hopefully that one was so boring.
And Steelers got a big week too.
Mm-hmm.
Packers like
Thursday Night Football against the Commanders. That's a pretty big game.
Yeah.
So yeah, a pretty good week of football. So
a lot to look forward to in next week's app
for sure. So. You know, thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you guys. We'll be back here next week. You got anything else for him, Vinny?
No, not anything particular. Just, yeah, thanks for the support. You know, we're excited for this new season. And, yeah, we'll keep pumping out these episodes, giving recaps. And, yeah, we appreciate the support.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Peace.